Create Art Podcast. Commentary, self-care, and creativity. Welcome, friends, to Create Art Podcast. I'm Timothy Kim O'Brien, an artist, podcaster, and teacher with over 20 years' experience in multiple artistic disciplines. And I'm here to help you tame your inner critic and spark your creativity to live a more fulfilling life. Here, you're going to find conversations, interviews, commentary, and projects that will help you to discover your voice. Today, we're talking about self-care and how that can help you overcoming burnout, sparking fresh ideas, and keeping you invested in your chosen interest. Self-care is essential for every person, no matter if they consider themselves an artist or not. So no matter where you are in your journey, this episode will provide you with ideas you can act on right away. I hope you enjoy. Today's topic is about self-care, and something that has helped me with my self-care and creativity is collaborating with others. Since 2016, I started attending a meetup ran by my good friend Kyle Bondo. Now, he's the originator of Gagglepod, and that's spelled G-A-G-G-L-E-P-O-D. And it's more than a podcasting network. It's a place where creatives can get help telling their stories in a new way through podcasting. Gagglepod.com is where you find all of our network podcasts, like Podwrecked, where we teach you how to survive your podcast, and Not Easily Squished, where Kyle discusses design theory that you can use in your podcast, book, website, or whatever you can imagine. We are also part of the Virginia Podcasters Association, VAPODA, VAPODA.org, where we meet up once a month and discuss issues related to podcasting and how to improve your show. It's all at gagglepod.com. Come by and let us help you tell your story. Let's start talking about burnout. Now, this is something that everyone has had to deal with at some point in their lives. Just think about all the demands on your time with work and commuting to work and family obligations. Hey, I'm the perfect example. 40 hours a week job, commuting 3 hours a day each, you know, not each way, thankfully, but 3 hours total. And I have twins, a stepson, an adult nephew, and my wife. Add to that my art and podcasts. I'm lobbying for a 30-hour day instead of a 24-hour day. Now, to top that off, there's all the social media to consume, 24-hour news cycles, binging on over 500 cable channels and streaming services. Life has become very complicated, to say the least. With all this stimulus and processing, what is good, entertaining, and factual is more than a full-time job. And if you thought we were done there, add on to the creative spirit inside each of us that yearns to be free. I'm just tired of listing all of that, and I'm sure you can add more to the list from what you have to deal with. With all the stimuli demanding our attention, it's a wonder that we all aren't burned out by Tuesday of each week. So what do we need to do to avoid burnout? Well, for this episode, since it's a commentary episode, I read a few articles, and I have my own way of battling burnout. Simon Gottschalk, in his article titled Be More Creative, Embrace the Art of Doing Nothing in Quartz Daily Brief, suggests a few ideas, such as doing nothing and being, and asking and taking your foot off the accelerator. Now, what I found really helpful in this discussion was about how all this got started. He noted German critical theorist Helmut Rosa's idea of accelerated technological developments. Now, I was born in the early 70s, and I'd say 90% of the distractions we experienced were not around then. Now, I'm sure my parents would quote a lower number since the speed of technology seems to double every few days. Who knows what our children are going to face in the next 10 years? Yeah, these advances, it could be argued, make our lives better, but is having a Twitter flame war making anyone's lives better? Simon also notes that this acceleration started during the Industrial Revolution, and its goal is speed. He and Rosa even theorized that it mimics a totalitarian state. Now, I'm not going to go that far. This is not a political podcast. But, you know what, I do see their point. So, how does Simon battle this speed? Well, he does it by doing nothing. Now, you can say, yeah, that's nice, do nothing, but what about X, Y, and Z? Well, Simon suggests that we do nothing and just be. He points to the great thinkers of the past, such as Isaac Newton sitting under the apple tree. Now think about that back in school. You know, he's sitting under the apple tree, just pondering away, and bunk, gets hit by an apple and comes up with the theory of gravity. That's what I was taught in school. Who knows how true that is? Or Archimedes sitting in a bathtub and figuring out the concept of flotation or buoyancy. Let's take Albert Einstein. We've talked about him in the past. And he's just staring off into space in his patent office. And he comes up with a theory of relativity. Yeah, you're right. These guys did not have the pressures that we have today. But they had their own issues to deal with at the time. They purposely took time in their schedule and just sat alone in their thoughts. Now, what does that look like? Is Simon suggesting that you take 8 hours a day on a mountaintop and meditate starting tomorrow? No, not at all. He's just saying, take some time, you define how much, and turn everything off and just be. Once you are done with that, then think about how you feel after that time to yourself. Now, see if you feel better and see if you need to feel so connected. I'm going to bet you probably don't need to be that connected. Now, this is something that I'm admittedly bad at, okay? But I did have a practice where I would go to my favorite coffee shop in Rockford, Illinois. They had a meditation room you could rent out for about 15-minute increments and not be bothered. Now, this room was full of cushions, low light, incense, and soft music. I'd usually turn off the music, light some incense. And this was a great time for me because I could focus on my needs at the time. Now, I made sure I didn't think about what I needed to do. Rather, I just sat quietly and let my thoughts come and go without grasping onto them. Now, at that time, I was discovering Taoism and meditation, which, as I'm recording this, I do need to get back to. I'm a backslidden Taoist, you could say. Yes, this is for you. And it is a reminder to me. I noticed that my creativity at that time was more prolific and measured versus being frenetic and rushed. Now, there are a number of tools that you can do to help you determine how much time you should be spending on social media apps. And there's a whole bunch of productivity industry to help us make us more productive. Now, what would I recommend that you do? Well, first, you know, if you can, grab a massage. You know, that's going to be a half hour or an hour of time just with you and somebody else, and let the masseuse know, hey, listen, I'm just looking here to relax. I'm not looking to really chit-chat. You could set up a room in your house or a space where you don't bring your cell phone, tablet, or laptop, and then just, you know, do your meditation right there. Heck, take a long bath. You know, whenever I moved, and I used to move a whole lot, I always wanted to make sure that there was a good bathtub. So, you know, light a few candles and just sit in that bathtub. Take a nice, long, hot bath. Heck, go for a walk in nature and don't bring your headphones. That's the important thing. Don't bring your headphones. Just go out for a walk and listen to the music of the birds and the squirrels and everything else that's out there. Watch out for the bears. Don't feed the bears. The most important tool that people forget about is the off switch. Try it out. Turn stuff off. Turn off notifications. Let the messages and let the pictures wait. Let the Twitter flame war just go on by itself. You know what? They don't need your attention. You need your attention because, well, here's the secret. If you burn out, these things are still going to go on without you. All right? Like I like to tell a lot of people, you got to go to bed with you at night. I don't have to go to bed with you. And thankfully, you're not going to bed with me. You are the most important thing in your life. So treat your time and your intention that way. Now, one last benefit from just being and turning off stimulus is to spark new ideas. I'm a strong believer in a collective unconsciousness that we're all tapped into. And I'm sure you've heard of the old saying, there's nothing new under the sun. And you know what? I agree to that. However, the world has not seen things through your eyes. And only you can present those viewpoints. Thomas Opong, in his article titled, For a More Creative Brain, Take Breaks on Purpose, in Medium magazine, he stresses the importance of taking breaks to work out those creative ideas. Now, he writes also about taking a break. You know, take a break from your mind and work out your issues with a project that you're working on. Now, giving yourself this space will let your brain do what it's meant to do. And it's a great gift to yourself. He also writes that if we don't take a break, we tend to generate redundant ideas that don't solve the creative problem we're working on. Another idea that Thomas talks about, and that I found really interesting, is that our brain has two modes, diffused and focused. Now, in the diffused mode, we aren't actually trying to solve a problem. Our entire brain wanders about, and it's in that wandering that we find some of the solutions and new ideas to solve our problems. Remember, if we're using the same old tried and true tools, we're going to get redundant ideas. Now, in a focus mode, our brains are trying to solve a singular task, and we rely on past solutions to solve new problems. This mindset does not allow for a creative approach, and we're stuck with what worked in the past. Now, Thomas gives more examples of well-known creative people who have adopted a diffuse approach to solving problems, such as Charles Dickens and him writing for 4 hours and then taking a long walk, or Darwin, both named Charles, taking long walks around London to solve his problems that he was dealing with the theory of evolution and all that kind of good stuff. Now, keep in mind the purpose of these breaks is to generate new ideas to solve your creative problems. It's being done with an end goal in mind versus just being alone with your thoughts. These breaks could have a definite start and stop time. As a matter of fact, I'd recommend that they have a definite start and stop time. And I make it a point to do this whenever I run into a creative block or notice that I'm repeating ideas. And I'm guilty of it too. There was a long swath of where I was writing the same poem about the same coffee shop and about the same dark barista. And thankfully, I've stopped doing that. Now, I'm not a walker per se, but I do take about 30 minutes to do something completely different from the task at hand. So if I'm editing or writing up notes for a podcast episode and I can't move any farther, I usually go ahead and turn on a home improvement show or read a magazine that has nothing to do with podcasting. Now, when I do this practice, I can grab an idea of how that person solved a creative problem and see if it works in my situation. Now, I don't always hit pay dirt with this approach, but it works for me more times than not. Other times, I just go out in the backyard and stare off into the creek that runs outside my house, just past the fence line. This allows me to clear everything out of my mind, and I can focus on something else. Moving to our last point, which is keeping you invested in your project or discipline, because of all the demands that we have in life and the judgment artists face from fans and critics, it's easy to drop what we're doing and quit versus taking a break. Think back, why did you start this project? You know, if you have a memory as great as mine, you're probably going to need a journal. While you're on your journey, journal through that, so that way you know why you started. And you want to bring that journal out in times when you feel overwhelmed and you want to take the easy way out, which is, just dropping it entirely. In Shane Melling's article titled Creative Breaks, Why You Should Take One Immediately, he discusses the need for us as creatives to take a vacation from our work in order to be refreshed and to come up with new ideas. Hinting back to our second point, if we are not truly invested and ready to tackle the task at hand, is our audience going to come along with us on this journey? You know, many famous and not so famous artists take this vacation as a time to get back into the groove and come back stronger than ever before. Just think about the Rolling Stones. Now, in my house, we're Rolling Stones fans. There's two types of people, Rolling Stones and the Beatles. Definitely in my house, we're Rolling Stones fans. Now, they come back every few years on a world tour, and they also include all their old hits, but they feature a lot of new songs that they were working on while on hiatus. Think about it like this. If you take a break and never come back to the project, then you were probably right in taking that break. And hopefully, you moved on to something else that sparks new ideas. The beauty is, you can always come back to that idea. Keep that journal. Keep the project close at hand, but not too close. And come back to it. Recently, I took a long break from painting, and I wanted to get back to it, but I didn't feel the pull. So I stopped it. I still kept all my brushes and paint and canvases just out of arm's reach, but within sight. But I didn't feel motivated to do anything with it. Now, I probably said this a million times, My paintings do look like a fourth grader on crack painted them. But when I put my completed works up on the wall and actually used one for a show that I'm making out of a new podcast that I'm working on, there it was. The desire came back to me. I was looking for inspiration for that show, and right on my wall was the show art. I'm also taking creative writing class through work and using these assignments in that class to do what artists date, which for myself will be, you know, going ahead and doing some painting, which is outside of writing. You guessed it. I'm going to start painting again. And these paintings, you'll see them on my gallery section at the website. Now, what about you? Are you feeling burnout? Are you running out of ideas? Have you lost interest in your work? Take a few of these suggestions and read through the articles. The links are going to be in the show notes. I'd like to hear about what you may be struggling with and see if I can spark something within you. Now, the whole idea of this podcast was sparked by one of my former clients who was in art therapy. And there we are. Two shows, over 50 episodes later, and no slowing down in sight. You can make the art you want to make. You can find your audience of other people who are like-minded or who are open-minded enough and would like to see your work. Now, if you can't find anyone close to you, feel free to reach out. My email is timothy@createartpodcast.com. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and the Facebook group is set up to be private. Please consider joining with other artists who are looking to create more than they consume. Most importantly, be gentle on yourself. Be safe out there, and I'll talk with you in this next episode.